This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. There are two notable music galas happening this weekend in Wilmington. The 20th Anniversary Jazz Society Gala is tonight, October 20th, at the Brooklyn Arts Center at 7 o'clock. And the new Wilmington Music Festival has its debut tomorrow night at Thalian Hall at 7:30. I spoke to both organizations about these musical celebrations. First, we'll hear about the 20th Anniversary Gala from the Jazz Society. I spoke with President Primus Robinson and MVP Louis St. Peter. Here's Primus first.
The Cape Fear Jazz Society was started in 1997 by a bunch of jazz appreciators, and it's always been based on bringing great jazz into the area, prominent jazz people, recognizing the jazz history of North Carolina, which has produced some of the greatest in the world, and to educate the citizenry and students, and to work with educational institutions on making sure that they understand the processes of jazz.
And there is a strong jazz community here.
Yes, there is. Like a lot of things in Wilmington, when it comes to the arts, a lot bigger than most people would anticipate when they come here. We're very lucky here because we have our own people who are coming out of places like UNCW, but we also have easy access for people coming down from other close locales such as the Raleigh-Durham area or even down south into South Carolina area.
Tell me about the gala.
An intimate jazz room upstairs at the Brooklyn Arts Center. It's suitable for a couple of hundred people, but it's warm, and it makes you feel like you're in a comfortable setting, and that's why we chose it. We've always wanted to go down there and do something. I've seen great shows down there, and this is the perfect place. It's also suitable for a large band, because that's what we've got, an 18-piece band of the most professional musicians around. This is called the Brunswick Big Band. They're going to perform music that people in this town remember from some of the great times that great bands came through here, out at Wrightsville Beach and all of that.
At Lumina, yeah.
Yeah, some dance music, but they're also going to be getting into Stan Kenton, into Count Basie, and they're going to be soloing as the professionals that they are.
That was Primus Robinson and Louis St. Peter. And now we look at tomorrow night's event at Thalian Hall. Soprano Nicoletta Rollis and pianist Aza Sidyakov are the organizers of the new Wilmington Music Festival.
So it's our first big event here, and we're very excited. We have 10 artists performing, myself and Aza, along with Nancy King, Barry Sowen, my father, Michael Rollis, baritone Ronald Holmes will be on the program. We're very excited. We have Michael Danchy joining us. He's a fantastic violinist. And then we have Jonathan Levin, who runs the Clayton Piano Festival in Clayton, North Carolina. The youngest member to ever join the Wilmington Symphony, Alex A. Majuif, will be also playing violin. Our dear Christine Weidinger. She started her career at the Metropolitan Opera. She sang leading roles all over the world. She sung opposite great names like Luciano Pavarotti and Placido Domingo, Joan Sutherland. She was also, I can't leave out, my first voice teacher.
For us, it's a very important moment, and we're presenting a very demanding program. I'm performing Liszt's La Campanella and then Mozart's Alla Turca. Nicoletta is going to perform Lehar. We have very diverse program, Broadway and opera and, you know, instrumental solo favorites. So.
Including some Argentinian tango
including
music.
Tango. Yeah.
Piazzolla.
That was Nicoletta Rollis and Aza Sidyakov from the Wilmington Music Festival Gala tomorrow night at Thalian Hall at 7:30. Find details about this and the Jazz Society's 20th Anniversary Gala, which is tonight, at whqr.org.